Can you describe the Winston Churchill to me?
Yes, she was built in Cowes by J. Samuel White's, one of the last ships built there. And it was the last of a series of four diesel electric tenders. That's her predecessor there, the Stella down there was one of my, one of the ships I commanded later. But the Winston Churchill was diesel electric. It meant that the diesel engines provided electricity to drive two electric motors that propelled the ship. They were all controlled easily from the bridge. She was quite a modern ship for her days. By today's standards, she's antediluvian. But by the when she was built, Winston Churchill was quite a well-developed, state-of-the-art ship. She's extremely well-built. She was all riveted, which is unusual today. In fact, when we needed to go in for repairs occasionally, they had to bring boilermakers out of retirement to replace the rivets because they couldn't find any. It was not a procedure you do. Everything's welded these days, but she was riveted. Very sturdy ship. She had accommodation for, not quite sure on the numbers now, but there was accommodation for lights officers and lights persons that we used to take to the lighthouses and to the lightships. Had accommodation for them. We had a crew of about 35, and you know, she was all things to all men. She did have eventually had a helicopter deck fitted to her. When she was built, she didn't, because helicopters were in their infancy then. But when we started using helicopters to an extent, they took away the aftermast and put helicopters on decks on all there, so we could use the company helicopter for mainly replenishment work and personnel transfer. She was what? Ostensibly, I think 15 knots, rarely went that far, but well maintained, super little ships. J. Samuel White's built fine ships in Cowes, and she was one of them. And indeed, a number of our engineer officers that came to work on the ships were from J. Samuel White's, who'd served an apprenticeship with J. Samuel White's and been to sea, and then come back, and then they joined. It was a great source of employment for Isle of Wight people. There was a lot of people on the Isle of Wight that at one time or another served on the Winston Churchill or one of the ships based there. We had a lot of people there because employment has never been very high on the Isle of Wight for seafarers in that respect. And we were a regular source of supply along, a regular source of jobs alongside the ferry companies. In fact, a number of people on the ferry companies used to chop and change with us.